Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
We've got two photographers joining us now on Facebook Live and on the show. Marie Daly, founder of Marie Daly Photographic Studio, and Yong Hao Te, principal photographer for Three Little Pics, a Singaporean-based photographer here. Both professionals, and both have new works out of capturing life in Singapore.
We do.
Good morning and welcome to you, Marie, and you, Hao Te.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Marie. Marie, let's start with you, ladies, first. You've got a new book out of pictures around Singapore. Talk to us. What can we see in your book?
You can see pictures from everyday life. I just wanted to show another aspect of Singapore that I rarely see in photo books or, like, you know, picture book about Singapore.
Yeah.
And every time I was in Okonya to find a book, or I would find books about black and white in Peranakan's house, which I find is very nice. But I was trying to find a book about everyday Singapore, the Singapore that I live, that I see every day when I walk around my neighborhood.
Mm.
So I decided to do a project around that, because I think this is the essence of Singapore. This is what I like when I live here. And also because I had many friends that were coming from overseas, from France, because I'm French, or United States. My husband is American, and I lived overseas in many other countries. But every time people were coming to Singapore, they were expecting something that was all around the Marina Bay Sands and everything that is the financial district, and something that was, like, for them, very modern and contemporary. And I was trying to show another side of Singapore, yeah. Something more traditional.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Marie. I mean, the synopsis for your book is almost identical to the synopsis of my previous books, which is, I don't want to show the one-dimensional, cliched side of Singapore, though interesting and exciting it may be, which is, as you mentioned, very much the Crazy Rich Asians Singapore,
yeah.
Which, look, it's fun, the movie. The book is also fun. It's not a Singapore I know. It's not a Singapore I recognize.
Or many people. Many people.
Or 90% of Singaporeans recognize, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
But what is it, Marie, about, you know, I have my reasons of my own for writing about it, but what for you is special about taking photographs and chronicling the housing estates, the HDB apartments of Singapore? What is it about those images that capture your attention?
First, because I like to walk around and discover new space when I live somewhere. I started to walk around my neighborhood, and I thought that was very interesting, and the people were really welcoming. And I discovered a lot of things that I didn't know about, like bird corners, which I think were very different from anything I've seen before. Even I lived in Taiwan, and I don't remember seeing that in Taiwan. And I heard that there are a lot of them in Hong Kong, maybe. But I thought I discovered a lot of a new way of living. And the people were also very welcoming. Maybe also I thought about that lately, that even though, you know, I grew up in Paris, it's a lot like the way I live, because we have also a lot of buildings. And I used to go in the market, to the market on Sunday with my parents, and go to the park on the weekend. And I think the park here also are very interesting, because they're in the middle of HDBs, and there are a lot of things happening. At the bottom of the HDBs, you got also a real life, like the life in the kampong, I think. And, you know, people playing mahjong or even pétanque, you know, which I found in an HDB near where I live. And so I think it's very, for me, it's the real aspect of Singapore. The one that I connect with.
We're talking with Marie.
I do love to go and see the LiPo and Marina Bay Sands and everything.
Yeah, sorry. I was just going to say, we're talking with Marie Daly, the founder of Marie Daly Photography, has a new photographic book out covering the years 2014 and to 20, 26 years worth of observances. Let's bring in Yong Hao Te, a principal photographer at Three Little Pics. And tell us about your journey, because you very much have a similar eye, don't you? You look for the common everyday occurrences around town, maybe not necessarily all the big recognizable locations or cliches that we often do see in photographs about Singapore. Tell us about your vision when you're shooting Singapore.
Yeah, basically, pretty much like Marie, what is Marie is doing, but I actually hope to show a little bit more on the common sites, which even local Singaporeans are kind of missing out from day to day, taken for granted. And things like it can be just in a corner of a HDB flat, which they pass by every single day, and something just that interesting stuff that happened in that corner that happened, and I'll just get a shot.
Yong Hao, I'm looking at your Instagram page right now, and very much, of course, you do some portraits as well. But looking at the regular Singapore pictures, it's very much, you know, very much everyday life, common scenes that we see around town, is it not?
Yeah, basically, I'm in a way quite a quirky person.
How so?
I like to show a lot of these little quirks that happen. Yeah, just when I walk past, I don't really purposefully go to a place to want to get a shot, but yeah, as I walk past every single day, and I just my phone camera with me, I'll just take a shot when it just comes in front of me for the moment.
I love one picture you have on your Instagram page, which is looks like a man who's sleeping in his car. You can't see the face, but you can just see his bare feet sticking out the window. And I've seen this before myself. You know, a taxi uncle or somebody who's driving for a living, and they're just taking a break by the side of the road. Down goes the window, off come the shoes, and feet go out the window. So it's things like that that are quite charming, I think, and really do show everyday real life Singapore, which I think is great.
And also, exactly. Yong Hao, just to jump in, this is probably a question for both of you, Yong Hao first. What you're saying, Yong Hao, is not very Singaporean. This idea that you're doing something spontaneous, improvised, creative, showing ingenuity, so much, let's say, official photography of Singapore, shall we say, the official photography of Singapore, tends to be the complete opposite of that. It tends to be very staid and very controlled and very fixed and very, you know, when we have dignitaries coming from other countries, we tend to set up these vistas for them to see, and they don't necessarily look very authentic, with the aunties and the uncles doing the Tai Chi and the kids, you know, singing a song, and it's all very choreographed. Whereas both of you seem to be capturing what you see in the moment, improvised, real. Why is that so important, those kinds of images? Yong Hao first, and then maybe Marie.
Yeah, personally, I would say that I'm not really a very technical photographer. There's plenty of photographers doing the shots that you've mentioned just now, and showing the glamorous side of Singapore, the beautiful side of everything. But yeah, for me, I'm just somebody who likes to go against the flow, and my heart goes to those little moments instead of the very big picture which everybody is always showing. Yeah, it's just a very simple reason for that.
And Marie, just to add to that point, it's a great point. Do you feel the little moments, those little moments that you both capture, they convey greater authenticity than the pose shots?
Yeah, I think this has to do for me with the definition of street photography. Street photography is about what Henri Cartier-Bresson called the decisive moment. It's about these little seconds where there was an emotion, a connection. There's something emotional or something that you're linked with the person you're taking picture of. Or there's a fraction of seconds where this happened and it's gone. And I think this is really something that I believe in. It's really about being spontaneous and authentic, and really telling about the life around Singapore. And also, I think there is this aspect of the fact that some of the tradition, some of the way of life are disappearing. Mm. And at first, it was really something that was important for me, kind of to document some of the old houses, for example, around my house, my neighborhood, that were disappearing one after the others.
Yeah.
So this is not this. It's not a decisive moment, but somehow it is, because sometime I thought, oh, I'm later on to take this picture of this house because it was for sale, but then 2 weeks after it was gone.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things that disappear very quickly. So somehow, you know, I went along and to take pictures of, for example, the Choa Chu Kang Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
A big part of it has been, it's gone now. And yeah, the flea market, which was for me a very, very nice surrounding to take street pictures. Because there were a lot of life happening there. So yeah, for me, it's about connection, about emotion. And I think it is especially true because I feel like when I'm tired or not feeling well, I cannot take pictures in the streets.
Yeah.
And I feel like also it's very important to be on your own.
And can I ask, jump in there, Marie.
It's difficult to really...
Yeah, I was going to jump in there, Marie, because we've had a wonderful question from one of our viewers, LL Tan, which is relevant to both of you. Street photography is about capturing the moment, capturing the authenticity, real people, real life situations. But with the rules, particularly on social media, potentially being abused, very strict rules in Singapore about documenting people's faces, just on a personal level, if I go to a school and there were photographs of me speaking on stage, you cannot show children's faces on social media at all. So what are the rules you have there for the both of you, Marie first, on capturing people's faces? Do you ask permission? Do you not? How does it work for both of you? Marie first.
Okay, I think street photography, if you ask permission, your photo is gone.
Interesting.
So this is a question that I get to have very often, but in street, if you go out and take pictures, if you ask for the right to take the picture, your photo is already gone.
Mm.
Usually, the first one is the good one, even if you stay and you discuss with the people and they are willing to have their photo taken. But usually the first one is the good one. And what I'm saying is that you need to shoot and then engage. And if the person is not happy to be to have the photo taken, I delete it or I go away.
Right.
But I no.
So shoot first and then ask. Yeah.
It's 1 second. So and exactly. And I think in public spaces, we have the right to take the pictures. But if you go inside, if you're in private space, it's different.
And Yonghao, do you want to jump in?
I have the right to take picture.
No, I was going to ask Yonghao, would that be a similar situation for you? How do you do it?
Yeah, basically, I apply similar rules. But for me, I would try to, like Marie, I'll try to get a shot first, the optimized one. And I'll try to tell my story in a different way after that, without showing much of the face of that person. But then again, it's a hit and miss kind of thing. But at the very least, I got the shot that I really want for my own kids. Yeah, and if I really have to show the best shot showing that person's face, I would usually try to not show the too unglamorous side of it. Yeah, just out of respect. And it's not something that everyone will agree, but that's how I approach that.
Sure. Yeah. Yonghao, if people want to see more of your work, where did they find you?
My personal page is on Instagram is with the tag YHTEY. Yeah, and I actually have my work on lots of kids' portraits too at Three Little Pigs.
Wonderful. And Marie, your new book, would you like to give details? Where could people get your book?
It can be bought online on the website on Webmin, mariedelephotography.com. So it can be bought online and delivered, or you can come and pick it up. It can also be seen in Cluny Court, Paris and Me, in Tanglin Mall, in a little shop called Small. And it at the moment placed on B1 next to Starbucks. You can have a look and buy it in those three places. Otherwise, online, you can
Wonderful. And I'll just give that again because the line broke up a little bit.
Photos also that I have taken.
Yep, you can go to mariedailyphotography.com. Marie Daily, that's Daily with an E, mariedailyphotography.com.
And Young Ho Tae, yeah. Three Little Pics, P-I-C-S.
Yeah, it's M-A. Yeah.
Yep, we've got it.
Got it, yeah. Awesome. Hey, thanks to you both for coming on. And if you want to get on our Facebook Live page, our Money FM Facebook page, you can go ahead and put those links in the description, in the chat on Facebook Live as well, if you want to throw those in there after we get done with the interview. Marie, Young Hao, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it. Good luck with your future photography.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.